That's the Shemesh Boch. We begin Perek Asir, the 10th chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, the Law of Prayer, in the Sefer Avot, Book of Love. So in this part, we discuss regarding mistakes made during davening. The Rambam gives a halacha aleph regarding the necessary focus and regarding different errors in davening. Misha Espal, someone davened, but like keeping this libay, he did not focus his intent. Yachs Bispal B'Kavon, he's got to daven over again with intent. Now, if he focused his intent, at least by the first bracha of Shemayin Esed, the bracha of Magen Avraham, Shuvin Netzach, then he doesn't have to daven over again. Now, Misha Toa Ba'achas Mishal's brachas Rishon, so then someone made an actual error in one of the first three brachas of Shemayin Esed. Chayz L'Roish, you got to go back to the beginning of the Shemayin Esed because it's all considered as one bracha. Vim Toa Ba'achas Mishal's brachas Rishon, made a mistake in one of the last three brachas, Yachs L'Abud, he goes back to bracha Ritzeh because that's also considered as one bracha. Now, Vim Toa Ba'achas Menem Tzoyis, if he made a mistake in one of the middle brachas, where there's the 12/13 middle brachas, chayz letchilz bracha shetaba. It goes back only to the beginning of the bracha that he made the mistake, because each bracha is independent. U'mashm tefillas, I'll say that, and he finishes his prayer in the order that it goes. And mechin shlich tzibah shetah. So too, when the chazan makes a mistake, it's mispal b'karom, and he's davening out loud. Al derech zu chayz, it's the same type of system that he has to go back like an individual. Now, lucha beis regarding a mistake that the shlich tzibah makes. But if the chazan makes a mistake when he was davening his own silent Shemayin Esrei, and the Yomer says, "Ram, I say she'ena chayz mispal pam shnei," that he does not go back and daven over again a second time. Because of the exertion of the public, because they're gonna have to wait till he starts over and until he finishes to do chazar sashatz. Rather, he relies on the prayer that he's gonna say anyways out loud. As long as Shalei Tov B'Shalosh Rishonos, he did not make a mistake in the first three brachas. Shem Tov B'hen, because he made a mistake with them. Lo Ilum Chazan, he always goes back. K'mayisha Yachad Chayzer, like an individual goes back, where that's all the way in the beginning. That's something that he's going to go back for. Halacha Gimel, Shlich Tzibe Shatah. Regarding Shlich Tzibe, makes a mistake. Now V'nivol, he's overwhelmed. V'lo Yodem Hechen Yaschad, doesn't know where to start from. V'shah Shah, and he delays a long period of time. Yamed Achar Tachtav, then you should appoint someone else to take his place. We don't wait till his thoughts settle. Now, Vim Tobe Berchas Aminim, now if he makes a mistake by the bracha of Alam Alshinim of regarding the heretics, Imam Tinla, then you actually don't wait at all. El Miyad Yamed Achar Tachtav, rather way, someone should take him over. Because Shem Aminim is Nizrika, but maybe some heresy has shot into him, and he's afraid to say that because that's cursing the heretics. And therefore, right away, we're suspecting for that. But Vahu, that is only Shul Hiskel, but if he didn't start the bracha at all. Avon Hiskel, but if he started and then he made a mistake, then you wait for him appropriate amount of time, because if he really had minus, he wouldn't say it at all. And Velo Yehashini Sarvin by Sashat. Although regarding becoming the chazan, sometimes you refuse once or twice, but at that time when it's the middle of the chazar sashats and he can't finish, no one should be refusing at that moment to be the Shlich Tzibah. Halacha Dal, now Mehichun Maschel, the one who takes over, where does he start from? Mitchilas bracha shetah b'rishon. He starts from the beginning of the blessing that the first one made a mistake. That is imtah ba'achas min tzoyis. If he made a mistake in one of the middle brachas, imtah ba'achas min hashol d'shoshon. But if he made a mistake in one of the first three brachas, maschal shein medrash. Again, like we said, it's like considered one bracha. Then he starts from the beginning. Imtah ba'achas min achrein. If he made a mistake in one of the last three brachas, yaschal shein melavoida. Then the second one starts again over from ritzei. Halacha hey. Well, if someone says in yer lefnei ateva, I'm not davening for the amid, nisha begodli tzvum, because my clothing is colored. So then, af belavonim leyavu b'yisat tefila. But it's only for that davening, but for that prayer, we're not going to let him go even with white clothing, because that we're concerned that maybe has some heresy, because the heretics are that type to be particular about these types of things. Or amal, similarly, if he says, I'm not going to daven b'lavonim because on my feet there are sandals. Af yachav leyavu, then even without shoes, he should not daven b'lavonim. Halach above regarding what happens if someone doesn't know if he davened or not. So mission is topic le mispalim leispal. If someone's not sure, he's in doubt to be davened or not, enochayz mispal does not daven over again because maybe he already davened. He's not davened a second time because it's like bringing two daily sacrifices. The Karmat Tamid, which is the Shachris, is for the Tamid Shal Shachar and Minchat Tamid Shal Ben Abayim, he's going to be violating leisisiv ala davash and echem etzabeskim. They're supposed to bring more than one Karmat Tamid in the morning, one in the evening. Elim Kane, unless a mispal tefilazu adashi in the davening, unless he's davening this other davening out of the doubt, and he's saying it should be like a donation. Ah, Shem, which you're allowed to bring a cup in the dava at all times. Shem rotsa yachal espal kol yom tefilazu in the dava, because if an individual wants a daven every single day, a donated prayer, yispal, he could daven. So he could daven over again also as in the dava. Misha yomid betfilah, if someone was in the middle of davening, but niska shikvas pal, he recalls, wait a second, I already davened. Paisik, he stops, vafil bam tzabrach, even in the middle of a blessing. But if it was actually Ma'ariv, in the place he doesn't stop. because he initially didn't daven it ela dashe in the chayva, only with the understanding that it's not obligatory. Ma'ariv is rishus. So you're not running into the problem, oh, that you're adding on to the chayvas, because you knew it's not a chayv. So essentially, it's like the same halacha as in the daven, you're allowed to finish the Shmoneh Esrei. Lachazan, regarding if someone davens the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, Misha Tav, Espal Shalchol B'Shabbos, someone made a mistake and they davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. Lo Yotzi has not fulfilled his obligation because he didn't mention Shabbos in his prayer. Now, in this tefillah, let's say he recalls that it's Shabbos and his middle of davening is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei of the weekday. So, Gleim Ebracha Sheskabas, he actually finishes the bracha that he started. And the reason for that is because they don't make you stop in the middle. Because truth is, even on Shabbos, there's an obligation of the Shmoneh Esrei brachas. It's only because the Kavod Shabbos didn't require a person to go through the effort of going through the whole lengthy Shmoneh Esrei. But if you started saying that bracha in the middle of Refa'in, well, then you finish that bracha. V'chayzim espal shal Shabbos, and then you go and you daven that of the Tefillah of Shabbos. Now, b'med b'mun, when we say this, that you finish the bracha that you recall in the middle of, is b'avos b'shachas. It's ma'ariv or shachas, or b'mincha or b'mincha. Of b'musiv, which is the additional prayer on Shabbos, which correlates to a special covenant only on Shabbos, then place gefil b'mitzvah of bracha. Then you actually would stop even in the middle of the bracha because there's no Shmoneh Esrei brachas, even during a weekday, for the musaf prayer. So therefore, you're going to stop because there is no such type of Shmoneh Esrei. V'chein mehishlam tefillah shachal. Sort of, let's say someone finished his weekday Shmoneh Esrei, al dashi musaf, with the intention, thinking that it's musaf, chayz mesbal musaf. He's got to go ahead and daven over musaf because the weekday Shmoneh Esrei is not a musaf prayer. And that is Echad Shabbos, Echad Yom Tov, Echad Rish Chodesh, whether it's a, and there's many times that you have a Musaf carbon, which is the Musaf prayer correlates, whether it's Shabbos, Yom Tov, or Rish Chodesh. Halacha Ches, Misha Tov B'Meisek Shamim. Someone made a mistake in the winter months. B'lo Amar Mod Agashem, he did not say in the second bracha of Shemayin Esrei that Hashem brings down the rain. And B'lo Amar Tov, neither did he say that Hashem brings down the dew. So Chayz Reish, you got to start over again. V'him Hiskar Tov. Now, if he mentioned dew, even though he didn't mention the rain, which is the primary obligation in the winter months, in the Chayzer, you don't have to daven over again, because the dew also symbolizes Hashem's might that brings water onto the land, and it fulfills on some level the obligation of mentioning that in the winter that Hashem does this great praiseworthy thing of bringing down the rain. Now, if he made a mistake in the summer months, and he says, Moyer Hageshem, Hashem brings down the rain, Chayzer, you got to start over again. The reason why that is because rain in the summer is actually a sign of a curse. So it's not blessing, it's actually cursing. So you got to daven over again. Now, but if it doesn't mention do, then in the summer you say do, you didn't mention rain, but you didn't mention do, you don't daven over again. Because do is never held back. But it doesn't really need a request. Initially, we mentioned it without requesting for it, but if you didn't mention it, then one would not have to daven over again. Now, there's two times that you mentioned the rain. One by the Shdivri Shvach in the second bracha, and one by the bracha Baruch Aleinu, which you make a request. So, if someone forgot the request in the bracha of the blessing of the year, now if he recalls this before the last bracha of the middle ones of Shemaya Tefillah, so then he makes the request for rain there in that bracha of Shemaya Tefillah. Now, if he's already after the bracha of Shemaya Tefillah, now you go back to the bracha of Baruch Aleinu. Now, if he doesn't recall until he finishes whole Shemaya Esrei, then he's got to go back to the beginning and daven over a second time. Halacha Yud regarding Yalav Yavai, talking about when you forget something about going back. So Tov Lahiska Yalav Yavai. If someone made a mistake, he did not mention Yalav Yavai, which are on certain holidays. In this Kukudim Shiyashim Tfilasi, if he recalls before he finished his whole Shemini Asay, Chayz Lavai Damaski, you go back to the Bracha Bertzei and you mention it over there. But if he recalls it only after he finished his Shemini Asay, Chayz Lavai, he's got to go back to the beginning and start over. Now, if he was accustomed to saying certain supplications after Shemayin Esrei, like we say, L'kayin Etzar, after our Shemayin Esrei, before we finish, so when Niska Achash Hashem Tzvilasa, he recalls after he finishes davening, meaning after the bracha of Sim Shalim. But it's Koyim Shiakar Ragl, before he takes the steps back, which is the time when he says L'kayin Etzar, all the different supplications, so it's not like you finished yet. So Chayz Lavoid, you go back to Bracha Ritzeh, but if you're not accustomed to saying any prayers, so then even if you don't take steps back, it's like you already finished, you would have to go back to the beginning. Halach Yirav, B'medvim, when we say this, B'chol HaShemayid, the intermediate days of Yom Tov, or B'Shachas HaMincha Shoresh Chodashim, or Shachas HaMincha by Rish Chodesh, Aval Arvish HaResh Chodesh, but specifically this one time when you say Yavai Yavai, which is Mayim on Rish Chodesh, Im Lahiskev, you don't mention it, in the Chayz, you don't have to go back, because Bezdin does not sanctify the month at nighttime, and therefore it's not as critical, and therefore one would not go back for missing Yavai Yavai by Mayiv. By Rish Chodesh, which related to that of Kiddush HaChodesh. Halachit Bey is the difference between the individual and the Shlich Tzibur. Anywhere an individual has to daven over again, the Shlich Tzibur has to go and daven over again. If he makes a similar mistake, when he's davening out loud, what we call the Chazar Sashatz. Except Shachar and Rosh Chodesh, Shem Shachar Shlich Tzibur, if the Shlich Tzibur forgot, he did not mention Yal V'Yavai at Sheishim Tfilosa until he finished his davening, because if he didn't finish yet, since he is only going back to Ritzeh, it's not such a tircha, he would go back to Ritzeh. But if they don't recall until he finishes Shemayin Esay, Imach Zivin Esay, we don't make him daven over again, because of the effort that it takes on the community. Because anyway, he's going to daven Musav soon. So Maske Rosh Chodesh, going to mention Rosh Chodesh, the fact that he forgot Rosh Chodesh B'Shachres, we don't make him daven over again. Halach Yad Gimel, regarding the Aseres Mi Tshuva, so Asari Yomim Shemir Shashon Ad Yom Kippurim, 10 days from the beginning of the year, the first of Tishrei, till Yom Kippurim, the Day of Atonement, which is 10 days later, the 10th of Tishrei, which there's also certain types of texts that have to be said. If Tov Achasim Behem Bebracha Shlisha, so if he made a mistake and he finished the third bracha, Akel HaKadosh, the Holy God, instead of saying HaMelech HaKadosh, the Holy King, so Chayz L'Reish, it's got to go back to the beginning of the Shemayin Esay. So to Tov Achasim Be'ashti Esay, if he made a mistake and he finished the 11th bracha, Melech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat, the King who loves righteousness and judge and justice, which is supposed to say Hamelech Hamishpat, so then you go back to the beginning of that bracha, and you finish Hamelech Hamishpat, the God of justice. And then you daven and you continue in the order. Now then, loy niska ela ad sheishlam kotz v'losa. But if he didn't recall that he made a mistake until after he finished his whole Shemayin Esrei, Chayzel Reish, he's got to go back to the beginning. And that's echad shlich tzibur, whether it's an individual or the shlich tzibur. Look at doubt regarding the bracha of Havdalah. If someone made a mistake, he did not mention the Havdalah, which is supposed to be on Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Tov, separation between the holy and the mundane in the bracha of Chayin Hadas, the first requested bracha. So Mashmat Filasa, it doesn't make a difference if he finishes the Shemayin Esrei. Yivein Nitzor Klasa does not have to go back because he's going to say Havdalah on the cup of wine anyway. So if someone did not say the text of on the miracles on Chanukah Purim, or Vaaneini Betfilas Tainus, or the prayer of Aneini, Hashem respond to us on the prayer of a Tainus, of a fast day, in the Chazim Mispah does not daven over again, because these are not biblical, they're only from Takan Chacham. And that's Echa Yochad Ve'echa Shlich Tzibur, whether individual or Shlich Tzibur. Now, Vimniska Krim Shiakah Strakel, but if he recalls before he takes his steps back, Oime, he says there at the end of his Shemayin Esrei, Aneinu, answer us, Ke'ator Shemayat Tfilah, because you hear the prayers, Poide, redeems, Zumatzal, and saves, Mechol Eid Star B'Tzuka, every time that there's constraints and difficulty, Yil Ratzinim, Refi, B'Goyim, may be the will, the words of my mouth, etc. And he doesn't finish with a bracha, because that was only when it's in its place. But he says, after davening, and not in its permanent place, that would be a bracha l'vatala. Achat Hezvav. Shachach v'leispal mincha be'erev Shabbos. If someone made a mistake and they did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, so we know what the halacha is, that you do tashlum and you make it up by the next time. But the thing is, now it's already Shabbos when it's Ma'ariv. So you spal arv shtayim shal Shabbos. You daven Ma'ariv two tefillas, both Shabbos tefillas, even though the one you missed was a weekday tefilla. V'chein b'yom tev. So the same thing is if you missed mincha on Erev Yom Tov, daven two Ma'ariv Yom Tov tefillas. Shachach v'leispal mincha b'Shabbos. Let's say someone forgot did not daven mincha on Shabbos, or b'Yom Tov or on Yom Tov. Mispal b'mitzehen arvus. So davens after the Shabbos of Yom Tov, Ma'ariv, Shtayim Shachal, two weekday ones. You always do that tefillah a second time, and the second one is making up for the one that you missed, even though it was a different type of a tefillah. So, Mavdal B'Rishayna, you do have Dolly in the first Ma'ariv, because that's the first tefillah that's going on the Ma'ariv tefillah. Ve'inam Mavdal B'Rishayna, you don't make Havdalah in the second, quote-unquote, Ma'ariv, because that's only making up tefillah of Shabbos, which is no Havdalah for Mincha of Shabbos. Now, V'mhivdal B'Rishayna, if he made Havdalah actually by both Ma'ariv tefillahs, or he didn't make Havdalah by any one of them, so yeah, it's a filled obligation because he's ultimately going to make Havdalah if, let's say, he didn't make anyone on the Kais. And the fact that you did the first one was the Ma'ariv one, the second one that you did Havdalah, okay, you weren't supposed to, but that's not going to invalidate the tefillah. Avlam lo yivdal b'rishayna, but if he did not make Havdalah by the first one, v'hivdal b'shani, but he may Havdalah by the second one, he's obviously revealing his intention, thinking that the first one's making up the mincha that he missed, and that's why he's not saying Havdalah, and he'd make Havdalah by the second one, thinking that that's Ma'ariv, like he's going in order, mincha Ma'ariv. Then chayzim esbal tefillah shlishi, and you got to go daven over a third tefillah. And the reason is nishad ashayin le'osla, because the first one didn't work for him. Nishad dima le'tefillah avos, because he was saying, quote-unquote, the tashlumen, the mincha one, which was his first ma'ariv, before the real legitimate ma'ariv, because that's why he's only making Abdullah by a second one, because that's by the ma'ariv, he's supposed to make Abdullah. Now, the rule is that the tefillah tashlumen has to come after the current tefillah. So you got to daven over again as a tashlumen one. Now, anytime someone davens two tefillahs, like here when you're doing tashlumin, or afilah shachar musaf, not because you missed, you didn't make any mistakes. You go shachas, then daven musaf. Leispal zuach hazu. You shouldn't daven one right after the other one. Eliyishah ben tefillah tefillah. Rather, you have to wait between the prayers kadesh deschein daitulav so that he can get his appropriate thoughts in the way of supplication to then daven another shemoneh esrei. Look at the zayin regarding someone who's quick or slow. Asad loyel mespal betzibah. It's forbidden for someone who's davening with dominion. Sheyakdim tefillah asal tefillah betzibah to daven before the community is davening the shemoneh esrei. Now, hanechnas lebeis haknesset, if someone comes into shul, matzah tzibah shemespal malachas, he finds the community already davening their silent shemoneh esrei. Zem yachal haschel beligmer, if he could start and finish, actually yigish shlichus tzibah lekedusha, until the chazan doesn't get up yet to kedusha, which is by the third bracha of his chazaz hashatz, he's spelled, then daven now. If not, yaptin he should wait, because if he's not going to wait, he's not going to be able to answer kedusha with the tzibah, because he's not allowed to stop his tefillah to answer, and he can't say it as an individual too. Rather, he should wait until the chazan starts his chazar sashatz. He should daven with him silently, word for word, until the chazan gets up to kedusha. And he could respond to the kedusha with the community because he's up to the same point. And then he davens the rest of the davening by himself. Now, if he started to daven before the shlich tzibra, meaning with everyone else, and the tefillah is balachash, the gish lechitzib lekedusha, and he's still in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and the chazan gets up the kedusha, lo yafsek, he shouldn't interrupt, but leyan the kedusha, he should not answer kedusha with them if he's still in the middle of Shemayin Esrei. And mechin lo yano amen yesh merab and mevarch, he should also not answer, even though it's very great, the amen of yehesh merab and mevarch, may his holy name be blessed in the Kaddish, v'hu b'em satzvil if he's in the middle of Shemayin Esrei, and then tzarech lehm, mishab brachas, you have to say regarding other blessings, which either means one of two things. Either when someone's in the middle of a bracha, let's say one of the birchas mitzvahs or birchas anenin, that he's not allowed to interrupt for amen yesh merab. Or it means, actually, that he should not interrupt his davening to answer amen for other brachas.